Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade. No animals are heard throughout the making of this show, except Rossi. Pretty Mel.
I love talking to my plants. Like, I go up to them and I go, hi, plants. How are you, plants?
And Big Rossi.
When you got the man bun, your price went up. I admit the man bun. Yeah, I'm going for it.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Thank you guys for being so amazing and making our morning just completely enthusiastic.
The Chris Fade Show.
Oh, yes. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:02, June 6, 2021. How you doing? We're back at another week together, guys.
Let's do it.
Pretty Mullig, Big Rossi, Phone Guy, Eddie Nala. We're all here with you once again. Weekend vibes. How was it?
Weekend was great.
Yeah.
You took me out this weekend, Chris.
Did. Took you out. You came and joined my fiance and my kids.
Yes.
And my kids' friends.
Yes.
It was, I just realized I'm surrounded by girls.
All the time. Yeah.
All the time. Even the animals. Always got girls around me.
There is one in the house, right? Hercules.
Hercules. Yeah, but Hercules is like in love with my, like, Brianna.
He doesn't care about you.
Doesn't. It leaves me alone half the time. But yeah, we went out to, where do we
Time Out Market.
Oh yeah, have you been to Time Out Market yet, Ross? I feel like that's where you would live.
No, not yet. I was going to go this weekend, but we ended up having a staycation instead somewhere, so I didn't go. But yeah, it's on my list to do, certainly.
Oh, it's such a good little place. If you haven't been,
it was amazing.
Yeah, it's like, supposedly they're global. They're like everywhere. I think there's one in Portugal, there's one in England, and New York. Yeah.
So it's a magazine that have branched out into dining now.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know how much sort of togetherness they have here with the magazine. I'm sure it's somehow relatable.
Right.
But yeah, if you've never gone, it's down at the Souk Al Bahar area, and it's just a bunch of local startups. So what I love about it, it's supporting local UAE company restaurants, and they've given them like a little area in this great hall. Mm. And the views under the Burj Khalifa, but yeah, just
it's
perfect.
Beautiful. Well, it was so nice. Honestly, it reminded me, like, when we went into the door, I felt like I was in a market in New York. Like,
oh, nice.
It was another tick the box for Dubai, I think.
Yeah, for sure. It was so cool.
And what's your obsession with staycations? At least nearly every weekend you go for one. Stay at home. Save your money.
I had the same conversation with him while you were away.
What's wrong with him? Every weekend, Rossi gets to go. Like, usually they're free. Usually you get them for free, and so you're just, you know, using them.
Yeah. Well, my friend was in the swimming pool area up there with his kids, and it was 300 dirhams to get in or 700 dirhams to stay with breakfast.
So you just thought, I'll kick out that 700 and
just do the staycation, yep.
Money bucks over here, just dropping cash every weekend.
Yeah, okay.
How's that new car that you got?
I haven't got one.
Yeah, the Nissan Sunny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all right, yeah. 1,300 dirhams a month.
You're renting it?
Yeah.
Why are you renting a car? You've been here for 10 years.
Because I just thought I'd try renting one for a bit.
There we go.
He's got to have the money for the staycations, Chris.
True.
Yes.
That's what it's probably about.
Yes.
Well, listen, let's align with each other again. We'll find out what else has been going on with you guys. Listen, big one lined up. We've got a Guinness World Record holder joining us in studio. She has just broken a world record over the weekend, and she's going to join us in the studios. We're going to try to break it.
I don't know if we can, guys.
We're going to put you to the test, Pretty Mullig.
I don't know, guys.
All right, Fade's Facts still to come. We've got a brand new game using your ears. If you've got ears, if you can hear this, we're going to hear from you. Plus, our friend's billboard. Did it go up? Where is it? We're going to find out. All coming up right now. Who is our first caller of the week? Who is our first caller of the week? I want to hear from you right now. 0487155544. Call us, all right? I want to get you on the show. 0487155544. Are you on the way to work? Are you on the way to the gym? Are you on the way home? Whatever it is, pick up that phone. We want you on the radios. Good morning, Ali.
Hey, hey, hey. Good morning, Virgin Radio.
Yeah. What's going on, man? What are you doing? You sound great.
You know, yeah, look. I have a bone to pick with you, all right? Because you always do the school run,
yeah.
The work run,
correct?
But you don't do the gym run.
Oh,
why are you leaving us out, man?
All right, okay. Ali's on the gym run.
Oh yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
you don't need the gym.
Yeah.
All right, can I just say one more thing?
Yeah.
You.
No. All right. Hey. Let's go to. No, I'm joking.
Come on.
Go ahead. Go ahead. All right. Go.
So Dubai is a school, and as you know, all schools have like the cool kid group,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you guys are the cool kids of Dubai, but the difference is that you guys let in everybody.
Aww.
In your group.
That's nice.
And
I
love you guys for it. Like, I'm not just saying it just like that, but I seriously love you guys.
Thank you
so much for making our mornings amazing. Yeah.
I'm
lost for words.
Thank you, Ali. Sweet. Ali, appreciate that. I like that little analogy. I like that. Yeah, inclusion. Everything is we're always inclusive, which I think is important with everything.
We've never been the cool kids, let's be honest.
Yeah, nah.
That's why I don't listen to any other radio.
Yeah. Well, thank you, bro.
It's always working.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate you. So you're on the way to the gym right now?
No, I'm on the way to the gym. Run.
I like it. You got that energy. I mean, this energy. Have you had a caffeine yet? Have you had a pre-workout? What have you got?
Thing, man. This is just me. Like, I love waking up in the morning. I look forward to the gym, especially after the 1 year gap of the corona virus, which has been going on. And I just, in fact, I spoke to you guys about 3 weeks back, and Preeti, if you remember, you gave me some tips, and it really did work out. I'm like pumped up every day. I'm not nervous anymore.
Good on you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You were going to the gym for the first time.
Oh, yes. The same day
that I was going to the gym. So,
One day after that, yeah.
Well done, Ali. Listen, love your attitude, brother. And you're always welcome here on the show. So thank you so much as well, all right?
You guys, man. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, man. He's on the gym.
Run!
Relax with that, Ross.
That's a little grunt.
That was a little bit too much. Hey, Luna, how are you?
Good morning, guys. Hi.
Good morning. Just woke up, it seems.
Yes, I just woke up just to listen to you guys.
Aww.
Could you stop? So everyone's been really nice. Sunday, I like this.
Mm.
So you're on the way to school, though. You're 14?
I'm 14, yes.
What school do you go to?
I go to the Indian Academy, Dubai.
Awesome stuff. So what time does school start for you?
For me, school starts at 7:30.
Okay. Yeah, so early. It's like my daughter's school as well, 7:30. My girls get up at like 5:45, and I'm like, man, that's early. What time do you get up?
I usually get up at 6, but then if I have studies to do, I wake up at 4:30.
Do you have any idea what you want to do when you leave school, if you go to college?
Yeah, I actually already have everything planned.
Oh, look at this, 14 and already planned.
Smart girl, what do you want to be?
I actually do want to be a singer and a YouTuber.
A singer and YouTuber. I love that. And are parents okay with that one? Are they happy with that?
They're actually really happy with that.
So good. Can I hear a little bit of that voice right now? What do you think? I know it's early, Luna.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? A little bit of Virgin Radio debut with that voice?
Okay, sure.
All right, cool. Let's hear it, ladies and gentlemen. Her name is Luna.
Yes.
And this is her radio debut right here. Take it away.
Oh, I just want to take you anywhere that you like. We could go out any day, any night. Baby, I'll take you there, take you there. Baby, I'll take you there, yeah. Oh, tell me how to turn your love on. You can get anything that you want. Baby, just shout it out. Baby, just shout it out, yeah. And if you want me.
Is this Ariana Grande? Or is this Ariana Grande one? Have we got Ariana Grande
right now?
I
think so, Chris.
What a big role. What an amazing voice.
Superstar.
Well done.
Thank you.
You keep at it. And what's your YouTube channel?
Luna Moonstone.
Luna?
Moonstone.
Moonstone.
Okay. I'm going to find you.
There we go. We'll do that. Support you. Well done. Congratulations. Good luck with it all, Luna, okay?
Thank you, Chris.
Alex Gossip.
All right, what have you got?
So Chrissy Teigen has had to drop out of the Netflix comedy Never Have I Ever. This is all because there's been some cyberbullying drama involving Chrissy. She is the bully in this situation. So do you remember back in 2011, we used to talk about this woman named Courtney Stodden. Well, she was 16 years old at the time.
Pretty. I don't remember anything from last week, yet alone 2011.
You'll remember it as soon as I tell you why we used to talk about her. Okay. It was horrible. She was 16 and she got married to this, 51-year-old actor, Doug Hutchinson. It was all over. It was horrible.
Yes.
Anyways, at that time, all those years ago, 10 years ago, Chrissy had been very publicly bullying her on Twitter, saying things and DMing her, saying things to her that I will not repeat because it's absolutely horrible. Since then, last month, Chrissy came out to say, listen, I'm apologizing for what I said. I was an attention-seeking troll at the time. I'm ashamed, completely embarrassed about it.
Was she with John Legend at the time?
Oh, I don't know. I can't confirm that. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fallout from this whole situation being revealed has been pretty bad.
Yep.
Like, Macy stopped working with her, Target, Bloomingdale's, and now she has left this Netflix comedy. She was going to do a voiceover role, and they're going to replace
her. Have the true colors come out for
the
Chrissy
true
Teigen?
Colors, possibly. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they've been moved down on the list of senior royals posted to the royal family website. So before, they used to sit like right below Prince William and Kate Middleton.
Okay.
And now they've been moved down two more spaces. So they're actually even more below.
Interesting.
But they're still, a lot of people are really unhappy that they're still on the website because they wanted to leave their royal duties. But it is what it is. And finally, on the latest episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian is seen breaking down in tears while talking to her sisters about the arguments that she gets into with her now ex, Kanye West.
Why am I still in this like place where I'm stuck for years? Like, he goes and moves to a different state every year. I have to be like together so I can raise the kids, you know? And he's an amazing dad. He's done an amazing job.
But he still will be.
He should have a wife that supports his every move and travels with him and does everything. And I can't. I feel like a f***ing failure, that it's like a third f***ing marriage. Yeah, I feel like a f***ing loser. But I can't even think about that. Like, I want to be happy.
Was this on the show?
Yep.
You're saying it's not legit?
No, it's legit. I'm sure but I just, you know, when it's on the show and they're crying, like, I just,
you know. You question it. But listen, I listened to what she's saying and it all makes sense. Remember, like, 2 years ago, he's like, we're moving to Chicago. He started building a house. A year after that, we're moving to Wyoming, built a ranch. Like, he's erratic. We know this.
He likes to go, yeah, he's a, what's the word I'm looking for? What's the guys that travel like a wanderer?
Not a nomad?
Yeah, he's like a nomad. Kanye West likes to go around and just put himself places. But you think they have that much money.
Yeah.
They have all these private jets.
Yeah.
That if Kanye wants to go live for the month in Wyoming or wherever they want to go, he can do that. She can visit.
Yeah.
It's not like they have a 9-to-5 job. Like, I'm sure they can do their work from really anywhere.
Yeah.
So he goes, she could fly there. I mean, I don't know. But is that the only reason why it doesn't work? I don't think so.
Well, I think there's a lot of other things that are, we've seen Kanye throughout the last 2 years and what he's gone through
I hope that they possibly get back together. There's kids involved, you know. And you know, that would be the best scenario. But them back together happy, that is, not back together just for the kids.
Yeah.
But we'll watch this space. Thank you, Pretty Mullick. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Now, this game is is interesting. I don't know, Ross.
Well, we did a video the other day where we all took turns to sit in a chair and you had to guess who hit you on the back of the head. Do you remember?
Yep.
And then
you can see that video, by the way, Virgin Radio DXB. Go check it out.
On Instagram, yeah.
Wait for the end bit, by the way. That's all I'm going to say.
Makes a good noise.
Yeah, so we sat on a chair and each of us hit each other on the back of the head and we had to try to identify who was getting hit.
Yeah.
We couldn't. It was fun. So what you've now, Ross has come up with a game which I've just sort of heard off the radio and I said, this is a pretty stupid game.
Sounds dumb, but it's an audio version of the head slapping game, basically. So, Pretty,
yes.
You're going to close your eyes.
Yeah, this is going to go horribly wrong.
You've got the headphones on.
Yes.
So when someone makes a noise down the microphone, it comes in your headphones.
Correct.
So what you're going to have to do is guess who makes the noise out of me and Chris.
Now, you two, don't do anything silly.
No,
I don't trust you guys. With
No, but isn't she going to hear?
No, I just have to guess. Like, it could be anyone making the noise.
Turn around.
Close your eyes,
though.
Okay. See, guys, don't. I don't trust Rossi.
Yeah, I know. He's already looking at me.
Bit. I don't trust him at all.
What?
Eddie, Nala, if anything goes down, please run in here. I will never forgive you if you don't.
Okay.
All right, so now Pretty's got her eyes closed.
I don't trust it.
Pretty's got her eyes closed, and now it's who's doing the sound?
The cat.
Very funny.
No joking. Okay. All right, here we go. Here's this.
Was that the noise?
Here's the sound. Are you ready?
Just don't turn around,
okay.
Pretty. Okay. And you listening to this can try to identify who's making the sound. Is it Rossi or is it I? This is just a dumb game.
It's like a school game for kids.
I always think if there was some, like, you know, guru radio executive, global person that was a champion, just turned on Virgin Radio for the first time and this is what he was hearing, he'd leave. He'd be like, radio in Dubai is really bad.
No one's listening.
Horrible radio in Dubai. There were these two flaming idiots who were... Oh, you're still blindfolded.
Like, I'm standing there with my eyes closed.
All right, turn around.
Go.
Sorry.
Come on, dude.
Pretty sitting in the corner with her eyes closed and I'm talking like that.
That's just
RPM. Okay, go. Ready?
Go.
We go, Rossi, look at each other so we can communicate.
Okay.
He just looks, he's...
Are you ready? Here we
ready
go.
Ready, go. Silence.
Three, two.
Silence for 3 seconds before.
Rossi!
That's right.
Yeah, don't turn around.
Wait, but it's done.
That's correct.
You can do more than that. Turn around.
Okay.
All right, that's, you got one right, one for one.
Which one is it? Do it again. Chris.
No, it was Rossi.
Hey!
Was it?
I've never heard you do that sound before. Look, yeah, watch him
Chris.
Do it. Go do it again.
Do it. That was a Chris sound.
That was,
whoa, never heard that.
All right, go again.
Do it again. Chris.
Nah, Rossi.
Really?
Yeah, that's, but it sounds like my noise.
Yeah, that's the one that you do.
Yeah, he does
okay,
it.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
This is such a silly game, but satisfying.
Okay.
Is it Rossi or is it me?
Chris.
Yeah, that's me.
That's too obvious.
How is that obvious?
Because you do that noise anyway.
How you greet me. Are we done with this game
okay.
now?
One more.
No,
one
this more. Is where he's going to do something, so I don't believe it.
No,
look
no.
at the way he says it.
Go, turn around, pretty.
Okay. Go. Don't touch me.
Okay, you ready?
I can already hear you moving. Do not touch me.
We're not moving. Okay, wait. Okay, here we go.
Don't touch me! You're gonna leave. Of course you are. Go, Rossi, walk out the door. Go. Is he under the desk at least? Oh gosh, they've left me. Hold on.
The Chris Bates Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Limited period interest rate of 2.5% per month. Apply and get a free staycation at the Rixos Premium JBR. T's and C's apply.
Amana, you got through. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Welcome to Virgin Radio.
Because I'm shaking. I can't even talk.
Oh, I love this. I love that you're nervous. You're going to win some good money right now. You ready to take some?
Okay, I'm going to try.
What are you doing, Amana?
I am driving the kiddos to school.
Ah, she's on the school run. What do you do after that drop-off? Where are you going?
Okay, so hopefully the gym, if not back home.
No. You're going to the gym. Come on.
I'm going to cry.
Have you got the gym gear like on? Are you wearing it?
Oh, I'm always geared up, but it's the hardest thing to do is to get in there.
All right, well, listen, let's get you in. You're going to win this. Okay, how about we do this as a deal, all right? If you get more than 500 dirhams, you must go to the gym. If you get less than 500 dirhams, you don't have to go.
Deal.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Deal. We've got it. Amana's ready to go. 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay. All righty.
Here we go. Welcome to the 10,000 dirham pop quiz. Now, turn that radio down for me completely off.
Okay.
So you know what?
There you go.
We don't get that little echo. All right. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Your time begins right now. What rapper released the songs Highest in the Room and Sicko Mode?
Pass.
Finish the department store. Marks and?
Spencer.
Magic Johnson was associated with which sport?
Pass.
How many Independence Day movies has Jeff Goldblum starred in?
3.
Who sings the song Sorry, Hung Up and Vogue?
Pass.
Finish the song title I Hate You, I Love
You.
What UFC fighter was the highest paid sportsman of this year?
True. I don't know. Pass.
Luke Hemmings is the lead singer of which Australian band? 5 seconds of?
Pass.
Tom Hiddleston played the character in Thor. What did he play? He's the name of the character. Loki.
Loki.
I don't know.
Say Loki.
Loki.
Name the online website that is named after the world's largest river.
Nile. Amazon. I don't know.
Well, the good news is, and the bad news, you don't have to go to the gym.
Yeah.
But okay. You got 400 dirhams cash. Well done.
Yes, that's a lot. Thank you. I love your show. I'm driving my kiddos to school. They've been always asking me to do it. And my son wants me to tell you, Chris, that he goes to the same school your kiddos go to.
Oh, I love that. Oh, maybe they'll be little best friends eventually.
That's cute.
Actually, how old's your son?
So, my twinnies are 9.
Yeah.
And my third is 4. He just turned 4.
Oh, 4. Yeah, keep your 9-year-olds away from my girls, all right? I don't know. They're boys. No boys around.
I'll do that. I'll do that. Thank you, guys. Thanks a lot.
You're amazing. Well done, Amana. You're 400 dirhams cash. Let me tell you what you got wrong. Travis Scott has the songs Highest in the Room and Sicko Mode. Basketball was what Magic Johnson played. There's been 2 Independence Day movies with Jeff Goldblum in it. Madonna sing Sorry, Hung Up and Vogue. Madonna, you knew that one. Come on. Conor McGregor, highest paid sportsman 2021. 5 seconds of Summer is the band that would have got you the 10,000. Enjoy 500. God bless. Have a great morning, okay?
Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. There it is. Your pop quiz right here with Rack Bank here on the Chris Fade Show returns tomorrow.
Yes.
At 7:10.
This is Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's Gossip.
All right, what have you got for us?
So Zayn Malik, he was in New York City, was at an establishment, was standing outside. A group of men allegedly came out of another establishment next door, picked a fight with him, and they were at it on the streets of New York City, caught on camera. For some reason, Zayn Malik decided to take his shirt off in the middle of it. They were yelling at each other.
It's weird when men fight. I don't condone violence, but
yeah.
I find that when men fight, especially these street fights, they just start taking stuff off. Like, they take their hat off,
yeah,
their
why?
Watch, their shirt. It's like, I'm taking things off.
I don't know. Yeah. It wasn't his fault. Someone provoked him, and then it turned into words, and then a group of people separated them, and they went there.
Were any punches thrown?
No, it was more like, I'm coming at you, but then they would separate.
Hold me back.
Yeah.
Don't get into fight. Fighting is wrong. Violence is wrong.
Yeah. Exactly.
Always use your mouth first. As in talk.
So, yeah. Well, yeah, they were trying to. Yeah. Well, talking about using your mouth, how about having a chicken nugget worth $100,000?
So, $100,000 chicken nugget.
So, you know, Among Us, that game
that
everyone plays. So this chicken nugget is in the exact shape as one of the characters. And the chicken nugget happened to be from the BTS meal at McDonald's.
Oh, my gosh.
So someone took it, put it on eBay. It has sold for $99,997.
This is a joke.
It's not. I went to the link to make
Who
sure.
Who is buying a chicken nugget that looks like a character from a video game?
From the BTS.
I mean, McDonald's and BTS have done this collaboration. Everyone is talking about this collaboration.
I had it over the weekend. It was good.
Yeah, the Cajun's
sauce and the spicy chili, is it? Sweet chili. Oh, so good.
You know what I thought the other day? That how has McDonald's, they own chicken nuggets.
Yeah, they do.
Like when you say chicken nuggets, I don't know about you, but I instantly go McDonald's.
But it's like McNuggets.
Yeah,
chicken McNuggets.
Whenever you say chicken, in the UK, is it the same for you? Like
McChicken Nuggets.
Yeah, but like just when you think of a chicken nuggets.
Yeah, you think of McDonald's.
I think of McDonald's 100%. First. I don't think of ones that you buy from the supermarket or anywhere else.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Well, I don't think they own the rights to the word nugget, do
they?
No, of course not.
No,
it's McNugget.
No, it's McNugget, yeah.
But it's just the association. I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? That association is always them.
Yeah.
$100,000 for a nugget. Well done. Someone's got a lot of money.
Well, you know who's going to have a lot of money at the end of this?
Who?
Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather. Yep. So if you don't know, they're having an exhibition fight happening in Miami. Our time tomorrow. The event kicks off 4 a.m. and then their fight's going to be around 7 a.m. our time.
Yeah.
It's 8 rounds, 3 minutes each, mm-hmm. okay? But here are the rules, which is kind of interesting to me.
Okay.
Knockouts are allowed at the referee's discretion, but there will be no official winner at the end of it, so no judges are going to be there. So there's no winner.
It's like
winner.
An exhibition sort of fight.
So there's no winner.
So it's they're not going to hold someone's hand up at the end of the fight? Well, that's weird.
But I guess that's why they have knockouts. I don't know.
So they're going to... Now, this is interesting. I want to open up the phone lines right now. Mm. What are our thoughts and what are your thoughts on this Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather fight? Do you have an opinion on this? I just want to hear what you're thinking about this, your feels on it. 04871-5544. I'd love to take your calls right now. There's a mixture of views. I talked to some people like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to watch this. Other people like, this is terrible for boxing.
Yeah.
Logan Paul, obviously a huge social media superstar. Very fit, very young. Versus Floyd Mayweather, one of the greatest boxers of all time. 50-0.
Yeah.
He's older though. He's over 40 now.
But he's one of the greatest, isn't he?
But yeah, I mean, it's interesting. If this is a scam where they've both spoken to each other, Logan and Mayweather, and just said, let's make some money out of this.
Well, let's hold that thought for a second and then make the decision. Have a listen to how much money, this is Floyd Mayweather talking about how much money he's already made and how much money he's going to make.
For the build up so far, I made somewhere upwards of 30 million.
Already for the Logan fight, already made 30 mil.
Yes.
Are you going to make more? I assume you make more come fight night, right?
Of course, of course.
Are you going to make more than 50 mil total, Floyd?
Between 50 and 100.
Yeah, so Ren, they're saying that Floyd Mayweather is going to take 100 million from this fight. Logan Paul will walk away with 20 million for the fight.
Yeah.
Now, this is huge money. This is big dollars.
That's a lot of money.
I don't know. I'm excited. I am excited to watch it. Like, I actually want to watch this. Tomorrow it's going to be happening.
Yeah.
7 a.m. UAE time.
Around there, yeah.
I'm going to watch this thing. Yeah, we'll I don't know about you.
Yeah,
it's going to be very interesting, isn't it? Just watching the size difference as well in the ring.
Yeah, Logan's, what, about 6'5", 6'6", and I think Mayweather's like...
Small,
5'9".
We've met both of them.
Yeah, I mean, they're both fairly nice and respectful, like, in person.
Yeah.
You know, I want to give them both that. There's a few of your calls coming in. I know that the younger audience as well are for this. Zayed, how old are you?
I'm 11.
Are you into this? You want to see these guys?
Yep.
Who are you going for?
We're just going to watch it live.
No, but who are you going to go for in the fight? Are you going for someone?
Oh, I'm going for Mayweather, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Mayweather.
Okay, you don't like Logan Paul?
Not at all.
Okay.
Oh.
Neither his brother Jake Paul.
You don't like Jake Paul? I thought they're the cool cats. Everyone wants to be like Jake and Logan Paul.
No.
Cool. You're wrong.
Cool cats. It'll be interesting though, because everyone who hates the Paul brothers will love watching
Mayweather.
This happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to watch them get beaten up.
Yeah. provoking violence. No violence here. Okay, Zayed. But watch it, mate. Watch it, bro. Watch it. See how you go. Tomorrow we'll keep you updated.
Yeah.
It's Virgin Radio.
So this big fight tomorrow, does that mean that, you know, Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather, we were just talking about it. It's happening around this time tomorrow. So does that mean you two will not be paying attention to me during this time? That's great to know.
Is it on...
I don't even know where you get the fight.
It's on Triller, is it?
No.
Is that the company that do it?
It's not Triller.
Fight TV, F-I-T-E.
Don't know. I think it's a weird platform. You got to subscribe.
Yeah, it's one of those pay-per-view
situations. I want to watch the fight. Yeah, if it's on during the show, I want to watch it. I want to see what's up.
Now, you sometimes like will be chatting on and off to Logan, right? Have you spoken to him before?
I spoke to Logan about 2 weeks ago, just on WhatsApp. We had a quick little convo.
Yeah.
He wants to come out here.
Again?
Yeah, he really does want to come out here. Maybe after the fight he'll pop out here. Maybe.
Depends on the result, right?
Yeah.
Remember when last time he came, the mall was packed, wasn't it?
What? Like, it was like 10,000 people on the Dubai ice rink.
Yeah.
And then he had a bit of a mishap, obviously. He went on to, from Dubai, went on that trip where he...
To Japan.
Got himself in trouble in Japan. But he's apologized for that. I think he's a better man now. He's a different guy than he was then.
Mm.
You know, and I think he's changed his way. He knows the mistakes that he's made.
Yeah.
I think he's maturing. He's young.
Mm.
26 years old
Like very young.
Like done so much. So this fight tomorrow, we'll keep you updated on it. Logan Paul, and I still can't believe it, Floyd Mayweather. This is, boxing fans do not like this.
Yeah,
They're saying that it's ruining the sport.
I was reading a lot of, like, because I was trying to read up on the fight to see what's going on. Mm. And most of the boxing websites,
yep,
like the pure boxing websites, were like, this is an atrocity, yep, for the sport.
Yep.
Why is this happening? Why are YouTubers getting in, you know, into boxing now?
Yeah. And, you know, one of the, one of a professional boxer, who's the British guy?
Tony Bellew.
Yeah, he did an interview recently.
Yeah.
You know, one of the greatest boxers as well.
Yeah.
And he said, this is all fun and games now, but he believes they, if they continue doing this sort of stuff, getting professional fighters up against these YouTubers,
yeah,
he said the word, someone can die. He said, you know, our sport is brutal,
right?
And if you get hit the wrong way and you're not used to taking hits,
yeah,
you can die.
Wow.
Which I think is very true. So it'd be interesting what's going to happen in this fight, and yeah, see how long these things go for. Yes, 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 it happened.
Wait for it.
Okay.
Get it right. Dude.
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 We're loving this. I love seeing it. It was up on social media. People were sending photos to me of this.
Yeah.
We had a billboard. Well, OSN actually did. You know, their exclusive deal that they had with the Friends Reunion.
Yes.
If you haven't watched it, watch it. OSN Streaming's got it all. They've done a great job, that streaming app, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
What I want you to do is watch the reunion. If you have, well done. If you haven't, go and check it out. They had these billboards up at JBR, which they played a bit of a joke with me.
Yeah.
They put my face on it, and they did a couple of things there. But over the couple of weeks, what we've done, which we think, I think this is a great idea.
That's super cool.
Is we had the Chris Fade Show's Friends billboard.
Yeah.
With OSN.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did is, Pretty and I, they put our faces up there.
Yes.
And then there were four slots available to make up the Friends crew.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than give it to, like, you know, other people like Rossi, we gave it to you. And over the weekend, their faces, your faces possibly, may have been on the billboard, just like Emma. Emma, you went and saw it, right?
Yes, hello. Yes, I went down on Friday and saw my face.
How was it? How was it?
It was really fun, actually. It was quite surreal.
Yeah.
But I was very, very happy to see myself.
So cute. I mean, and it wasn't just one billboard at JBR. There's a bunch of them that go up that whole area, yeah, in Dubai, right?
Yeah, we kept walking and kept seeing me again and again and again.
Who did you go down with?
I went down with my friend Laura, went for some dinner, had a nice little walk.
Love
and
that.
A little photo shoot.
There it is. Well, thanks for being a Chris Fade Show friend. We're glad that we got you on the billboard.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Well done. What about Magdalena? Magdalena, you got up there as well. You were one of the friends, right?
Yes, I went there with my family and with my friends, my friends. It was so cool to see my face on the billboard with you guys. I couldn't believe my eyes.
That's so cute. Well, thank you for being friends with us here on the Chris Fade Show. We appreciate having you up there.
Super nice.
You did well. So what, you took the kids out? The kids saw you as well?
Yes, I took the kids. Actually, my son is here and he would like to say hi because he was so excited to see me on the
billboard. Hi, hello.
One moment. Hi.
Hi, did you see Mum on the big billboard?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
I know. She's like, I wanted to get up there, Chris.
Cutie.
I wanted to be up there.
Cutie.
Well, Magdalena, God bless you and the family, and Leo as well. Leo, you were up on that billboard, mate. You were one of our friends.
Yeah, good morning. It's Leo again, the star of the century.
I love that.
So from memory, Leo, were you a taxi driver? You are a taxi driver?
Yeah, I'm a taxi driver. I was going round and round JBR just to see myself again and again.
Love that.
That's the best, man. Is it cool to see your face up on a billboard?
Wow, it's very cool, very cool. I couldn't believe my eyes.
Aww.
Did you take a bunch of photos, send it back home?
I took photos, but I wasn't able to park my taxi. So I got back home, dropped the taxi, and ran back to JBL to snap. But unfortunately, it was night. So I couldn't get myself clear. But I got all the photos of all the billboards
My man, God bless you, brother. God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keeping this country moving. You taxi drivers are fantastic.
Yeah.
So thank you. And I'm so honored to have you on our Chris Fade Show Friends OSN billboard, honestly.
Super cool.
Thank you very much.
God bless, my man. Well, there it is. Big shout out to OSN for making it happen, the OSN streaming app. Make sure you check it out. It is fantastic. And I just want to say thanks to the guys at OSN for allowing us to do that, because I think that was a bit of fun.
That was really cool.
It was a little bit disappointing that I wasn't on there, though, I'll be honest.
Oh, I feel bad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ross, you weren't on it. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because you didn't invite me to the wedding.
Oh, my goodness.
You were the one who was behind the whole thing.
No,
I wasn't. And you wouldn't let me go on there.
It wasn't all me. No, not at all.
Well, okay.
Do you want to go on the billboard? Is that what you want?
I would like to, yeah.
Let me leave it with me.
Oh.
Let me see what I can do.
What?
Let me see if I can get you on that billboard.
Seriously?
Ross. Yeah, I'll see what I can do. I can't promise you. I don't own the rights to that billboard. OSN do.
Well, yeah, but...
So I'll try, though. Let me talk to some people. Yeah. I'll get my people to talk to their people, and then we'll see what we can
really?
Do. We want to get... Rossi should... He deserves to be on that billboard.
Don't you think, guys, yeah?
Do you think Rossi... If you think Rossi deserves to be on that billboard, give me a call right now. 04871-5544. Hilda, what do you think?
Oh, for sure. Rossi's part of your show. Don't be... Be kind, Chris. Come on.
Yeah, Chris.
I'm very kind. He's part of the show.
Chris!
Put him up on the billboard.
Yeah, get me on the billboard.
All right. That's a vote for a... What about Judd? Judd, you're 9 years old. What do you think?
I think you should put him on the billboard because you're a team and you should support each other.
That's very true. Very true, Judd.
Good advice from a 9-year-old.
Good.
Wow.
Support each other.
You continue with that attitude, Judd. That's a great attitude to have. Okay?
Okay.
One day I'll have the same.
Thanks, Judd.
All right.
Another vote for me.
Mary, your thoughts? Rossi on a billboard, should he have it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. It's like having a reunion without Joey. Come on.
Exactly. I am the Joey of the friends.
Yeah. He's the one who makes me laugh the more. And if I can also add 2 votes from my boys, you have 3 from us. Rossi.
No, we won't accept. No, we're not accepting the... Are they there? Unless they're there to give me the vote, we won't accept it.
In spirit, they're always with me. So there you go.
Thank you so much.
Are they at school?
Chris angry now.
They're at school. Your son's at school, right?
Yes, they're at school.
I'll just touch them with there.
Just you would think
because she said spirits.
Yeah, but you just think it's so strange.
I do. My mind goes
like you.
All right, Mary, give Mary 3 votes then.
Wow, 3. That's nice. Thanks.
Any no's? Are there any no's? There must be some no's. Tamana.
Hello.
Yes or no for Rossi on the billboard?
Yes. I'm 10. My brother's 9, and yes, we both say
I'm 40.
So we both say yes because Rossi's a big part of the show itself.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you could do like a billboard with like some kids and him.
Oh, you're trying to get in on this now.
Wow, he wants to join.
Are you relaxed? Put another vote down.
Why not?
Anyone else? Anyone else? Nora, yes or no for Rossi on the billboard?
Good morning. So I think yes, because like in the first episode of Friends, even though Rachel did not invite Monica to her wedding,
that's true.
But Monica anyways took her in and they stayed friends for 10 years.
Okay.
You are so right.
Okay,
so good. That you first be episode.
A Monica. Yes.
All right. So you think for that premise, okay. Vaughn, mate, yes or no?
I think yes, but you should put a special condition on it.
Okay. Oh, what's that?
I think you should put a really small photo of him on it that's really hard to find.
Hold on. So,
I like Vaughn.
If it's a big issue, you might as well just do it to minimize stuff.
Vaughn, I like Vaughn, that. Don't give ideas like that.
It's a huge billboard, but the photo, you need binoculars to see it. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. So you keep the normal photo of all the winners, and then you put a really small photo in the corner.
Good idea there. Good idea.
No.
Thank
no.
you, Vaughn.
I want a big photo. I want people to be able to see me.
All right. Listen, I'll talk to OSN.
Yeah.
Right.
And we will try to get your own billboard up there. I can't promise. Honestly, I have no control. It's big dollars to take those billboards, by the way. Big dollars. And if anyone's looking to book one, come to me. I'll get you a better price. But it is
a... You serious? Going to have a word?
I'll have a word to them. I promise you. And
let's see.
I'll also send them this audio now. So what would you like to say to OSN?
Get the R2 music if you can, and I'll
come on,
do a
guys.
Quick plea here.
Okay, Rossi, this is your plea to OSN. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, OSN.
All right, thank you. A guest has joined us in the studio. I like this. We're getting guests back into the studio, which is great.
Yeah, which is really nice.
Right? Now, a motivational guest, an inspirational guest as well. What we're doing right now, there was a world record that was broken over the weekend, and we have the world record holder in the studio. Please welcome Doreen Barba.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you so much.
How does that feel to say a Guinness World Record holder?
Honestly, I just can't believe it until now.
Now, what is the record for? So when what record did you actually break?
It's the wall sit for an above knee amputee. So it's on one leg.
Okay.
And the record was 1.15 seconds, and I did 2.8 seconds.
So let me explain what's going on here. It's the longest static wall seat. So that basically means you go to a wall, you pretend that you're sitting on a chair, but you're not. You're leaning on the back of the wall. Mm. I mean, that is not an easy thing to do. Now, Doreen, you only have you've got your is it left leg or right leg?
My left amputation is on the left,
yes,
and my right leg is the normal leg.
Yeah, so you've got your right leg, which is the able leg, and then you're amputeed from how high up?
It's very high. It's like 6 centimeters bone only left. I don't have quads. Like small short muscles.
Okay.
Of quads.
So I mean, let's firstly talk about the amputee. Why? What happened?
I lost my leg at the age of 15 in 1993 for cancer, bone cancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
So bone cancer at the age of 15.
Yes.
They obviously tried everything they possibly could.
Yeah, definitely.
And so the only way to make sure that I'm guessing what the cancer doesn't spread or is to get rid of the leg.
Yeah, for the cancer not to spread, I had to do chemotherapy and the leg got amputated in June 1993. And in June 2021, I broke.
Yay! Yay!
Look at that.
Like, that is just so inspirational. Yes. Just on so many levels, you know?
So, I mean, you would have been, you've gone everywhere, Doreen, I'm sure. You've gone from the lowest point in your lives to the highest where you are right now. You just mentioned that, you know, when it was June in 1995?
1993.
1993 that the leg was taken. It was amputated.
Yes, yes.
How did you feel at those moments? What I want is there's people in their car right now or people listening at home or on the podcast or wherever it is going through some hard times.
Yeah.
And they think to themselves, I'm never going to get out of this.
Yeah.
What do you say to that?
I was traumatized. I was shocked, honestly. You know, I'm a teenager. I had dreams. You know, I aspired to be an athlete, a model or a singer, you know, at that age.
Sure.
So it wasn't in my mind like I would break a record one day or be a fitness trainer or speak about my story or participate in WBFF or do a triathlon even. It didn't occur to my mind because I gave up on myself at that moment.
Yeah.
But I had to, regardless of the pain, I had to move on and continue doing what I'm doing, you know, like do the right thing.
Keep pushing.
Yeah.
When was that change for you, though? You said you were in a spot where you're like, well, I'm not going to be able to do anything. But then what sparked that change of, no, I need to continue on with my life?
When I lost my leg, I continued my life regardless of what happened to me. I continued school. I faced society. It was painful. I was living a normal life, trying to be included in the society. But when I got married and moved to Dubai after the birth of my second child, I broke my hip. I fell in the kitchen and I broke my hip.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was that time, you know, from the pregnancy, I gained a lot of weight. I didn't take care of myself. I was eating everything like
which anything. Hip did you break?
The left on my amputation, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You're really giving that left side a bit of a run, right?
Yes.
So you've now broken your hip. You're a mum as well. You've got a newborn. You've got babies around you.
Yeah.
And you're still going.
Yeah.
Was that the turning point? Was there something there?
It was like a shock for me. It was like, no, this could not happen again. I have to take control. You know, I have babies to take care of. At that time, I my kids were my motivation. You know, I had to take care of myself in order for me to give to my kids and be a role model for them.
Good on you, Doreen. This is, if you want to follow Doreen, by the way, on Instagram, your Instagram handle, give it to us now.
Dareen.barbar. Dareen, D-A-R-E-E-N .barbar.
All right. We'll throw her up on our socials as well. A true inspiration. I see her training at the gym as well. We train occasionally at the same gym down at Champs. And we jumping rope the other day.
Yeah.
she's jumping rope, guys. She's skipping. Yeah. You don't understand it. Be able to, like, I'm at a, and sometimes when I'm training at that gym and I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I'm just walking. And then I look in the far corner and I see Doreen, you know, with her, is it made out of titanium, the leg? What's the leg out of?
I jump usually with the running leg and sometimes with this leg.
She's got the leg on and she's sitting in the corner and she's jumping rope and I've got to tell myself, Chris, stop complaining. Look at Doreen. She's nonstop and she's going. You've broken the world record. This is fantastic. You did it at 2 minutes and 8 seconds. Is that right? 2 minutes, yes. 8.24. Yeah. You did a wall sit.
Yes, yes.
That is, wow.
And even at that time, I was nervous. Yeah. You know, like everybody's looking at me and I like thinking about Guinness World Record. You're doing, you know, like I don't want to fail myself or anything. So it was really intense at that moment. I could have done more.
Yeah.
Because in the training, I did 2 minutes, 20 seconds.
Amazing.
But you know, with all the stress and all the nervousness,
sure.
I was, in the beginning, I was a little bit shaking. Then I had to calm myself down. You know, it's all in the mind.
Sure, I get that.
Yeah.
Pretty.
Yeah.
We're going to challenge you right now just to do it. I just want you to do a regular, you've got obviously two legs.
Okay.
I just want to see how long Pretty's going to be able to go. Because
I'm wearing the wrong jeans today.
I don't know if 2 minutes and 8 seconds, I mean, even with both legs, that's a difficult thing.
Yeah.
Because I know that I've been done that with a trainer sometimes. Yeah. I mean, after 45 seconds, I'm like, can I get up now? Can I get up? So, Pretty up next.
Okay, fine.
Doreen, you've done a fantastic job. Now, you're an inspirational amputee athlete. You have your left leg amputeed from the top up due to bone cancer when you were 15 years old. Again, we were just talking about this briefly. As a 15-year-old girl, you must have gone through so much, right? That's your leg. And you're 15 and you're going through that time in your life, especially as a woman, where you're turning into a real woman.
Yeah.
That mustn't have been easy.
It wasn't easy at all, you know, and I grew up in Lebanon during the war, and the war ended and I immediately lost my leg. Like, it was like, whoa, I know I want to live my life. I have a future. So it was devastating, honestly. And I don't remember, like last time I was talking to a friend and she told me psychology said that when a person is traumatized, they don't remember what happened to them. And it occurred to my mind, I don't remember like the moment that they told me they're going to remove
take
my
your
leg.
You don't remember.
My sister told me, I told you, and your reaction was like this. I was like, really? I don't remember. You know,
You blocked it out.
It's blocked out, huh?
Yeah.
The human mind's it's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's chosen to just block that part out of your life.
Exactly.
In a weird way, it's not that you're happy that it happened, but could you go back? Because I feel like it's made you probably a different Doreen that you would have been.
Yes, yes, it definitely made me. I mean, like nobody wishes to be their leg amputated or disabled. But I felt like there is a price for everything in life. If you want to be successful, you have to pay a price.
Mm.
Whether physically, whether with money, whether with the
true.
Sacrificing your time with family.
I believe
there
the same
is a
thing.
Price. And this is my price for me to be an inspiration, to have a message in the world. And I didn't know that at that time.
Yeah.
But when I opened my public profile on Facebook and Instagram, I realized that this is why this happened.
Yep.
This happened for me to help and be a role model for other people to overcome their
challenges are. Doreen.barbar is on Instagram. That's Dareen.barbar. I want everyone to follow. Go and hit that follow button and follow Doreen's journey. I do. And it's amazing. Okay. You got the Guinness World Record holder. You are it's like a floor seat, the longest static wall sit. You did it obviously with one leg, 2 minutes, 8 seconds. I challenge everyone today. If you got two legs on you, go and try doing this. Pretty's going to try it right now with the two.
I'm scared.
It's not easy.
That's what it's not easy at all.
Any tips for Pretty? Do you want to, you can go over and help her if you like.
Help me out.
But just give us some tips. Pretty's recently in the last year started to go to the gym now, and she's getting herself into this, you know, fitness. But what can you suggest here? Here we go.
Yeah, you have to. Okay, your knees should be above your ankles, so for you not to hurt your knees.
Like that.
Here we go.
And you have to go down right angle.
Oh. She's struggling just to go down.
Okay, who's gonna time?
I've got the timer ready to go. ready to go.
You tell me when.
So it's 2 minutes and 8 seconds. Now, remember, Doreen did this with one leg, but let's see how pretty you can just do it with two. Let's see how far you get. Okay. Are we ready to do this?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. On your marks. Get set.
I have to go down.
Go.
Is that right?
Timer has started. Timer has started.
Stop.
Okay.
Start.
Okay. It's just started now.
Put your legs to the.
Darlene's full on. She's treating this like the. Wow. This is how low you had to go. This is not just sort of leaning on a wall. It's like pretty squatting.
Her legs are already starting to hurt. I can see.
Bird.
Pretty. You're at 20 seconds.
That's it.
20 seconds. 2 minutes.
Come on, you can do it.
Okay, I'm going to do a minute. If I can do a minute, I'll be happy.
Okay, let's see. Look,
okay.
Doreen, when you were doing this over the weekend and you broke the world record, you had a lot of people there. Were the screams helping you? Was that making it better?
Yeah, I was screaming in the video because the burn was started to happen. Oh. I was like, I want to push more.
You
want
more.
You know, so I was like.
The legs started burning.
Yeah, when I started screaming, everybody was like cheering and like.
How long?
Come on.
50 seconds, pretty.
Okay.
Just do 90. Try to get to 90 seconds,
90,
okay?
Because
how are you feeling right now, Prue?
This is your workout for today.
Right here.
Come on, you can do that.
Doreen Barber on Instagram. Make sure you go check her out. She's a Guinness World Record holder now.
Breathe. Okay, breathe. I'm not breathing.
Come on, Pretty. Just do another 20 seconds for me.
I can't.
Come on.
No.
Come on, Pretty.
No. I need to get off my cage. Help me.
She can't move. You can't get up. Go help her, Rossi. She doesn't know how to stop. She's going to collide. And she stopped, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Just to show you.
This is great.
Just to show you, Doreen, you did that with one leg and you did 2 minutes, 8 seconds. Pretty's got the two and couldn't do more than.
I couldn't even get up.
You got a minute 33 there. Pretty well done. You did very, very well.
Wow.
Doreen, a huge, huge inspiration for all of us. Thank you for taking the time to come up here.
Thank you so much.
To the Virgin Radio studios. What do you want to leave this with? What do you want to leave to the audience right now?
I just want to say that you are in control of your life. Whatever happens in your life, it's your reaction that matters, whether it's bad or good. So you are the author of your life. So just change whatever is happening to you. You are in control, and nothing is impossible.
Aww.
So good. Give her a big round of applause. I read this the other day and I thought, I want to do it on the show. I want to do it with everyone.
Okay,
here's the question.
Tell me.
If you were entered into an eating competition, an eating contest, what food would you want to eat?
I know.
All right, so you're sitting at a table, there's 10 other competitors, and it's a food eating competition. How many of whatever you're going to eat, you're going to eat in the next, 3 minutes? What food are you eating? If you entered a food competition, what food would you want to be eating? Call me now, 04-871-5544. All right, okay. Now, this sounds like just a dumb question, right? But I started thinking about it so deeply over the weekend.
Because you go into what food it is, you have to really strategize here and think about it.
First thing I said was pizza. I love pizza. I want to go for it. But then I'm like, hold on. No, it's a competition.
Yes.
Am I going to be able to win using eating pizza? Then I started going for smaller things, like little hot dogs, you know, like little Frankfurts.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, yeah, just put those in your mouth. You could chew those. They're moist. They're easy to swallow.
So after all the analyzing, what conclusion did you come to?
I haven't really come to it yet. But then I started thinking, are there vegan eating competitions?
What?
Like, are vegans having their own eating competition? Because that's what I thought. Most eating competitions are around hot dogs or burgers or something. I mean, I think this is for vegans. We need to have their own. It's like we're going to do a kale eating competition.
Be there all day, all day.
Yeah, just kale. Mushroom only.
That would be fun guy to do that, wouldn't it?
I feel like that would go against the whole principles of...
Here's my idea for that company. There's a local company, I think it's called Farm Box. They do the meat that's not meat. Farm something.
I don't know.
They're advertising on the radio.
Okay,
our station.
Chris, yeah.
They're great. I've used them.
Right.
If I was their company, guys, I'm giving you an idea here. You can take it.
Go on.
I would do a vegan or vegetarian eating competition using their farm meat that's not real meat.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I'd just love to see a couple of vegans or vegetarians up
Why
there.
Why is that so fascinating to you? Why are you obsessed with veganism?
Because I think I'm going to be one.
Like, you are obsessed with vegetarians and vegans.
I did not have any meat yesterday. The whole day.
Did you have dairy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I didn't have any meat.
But you are really obsessed with vegans and vegetarians, and I don't know why.
Okay, I'll go back to what I ended up choosing.
Okay.
If you're in an eating competition and you had to choose the food, what would you want to choose? I end up saying I went to a thin crust pizza. Just plain cheese.
Thin crust.
Thin, really thin, so it wasn't too chewy in my mouth, so I could down it. What would you go for?
I was going to say pizza, but I could do any pizza. Bring it on.
Any pizza.
I can do it. I can demolish on my own any large size pizza on my own. Like, I can do it. So I think I can go all the way.
All right. 0487155544. You're in an eating competition. What food do you want to be eating? Rossi?
Me, ice cream. Melts.
What? I thought you would have said, like, steak or something. You're going ice cream?
Yeah, ice cream, yeah.
Brain freeze, mate. That's bad for a competition.
But it'll melt. You can get more in there.
You're going to drink it.
Ah, your stomach would let
that go. I've done an ice cream eating competition.
Jude, are you saying ice cream as well?
Yes, ice cream, because I work for Baskin Robbins.
Oh, Jude. Hey, Jude. He's back again. How are you, mate?
So good.
How are you guys?
Okay, hold on. You're in an eating competition, and it's ice cream, but it's not Baskin Robbins. It's a competitor. Would you still do it?
No, I won't. I'm loyal to my brand.
Good on you, Jude. Yes. Good on you, mate. What happens if they paid you $100,000?
Sorry, say that again?
If they paid you $100,000.
Still, I won't.
You're better than
this. He's loyal, isn't he?
That's Aman, cool. You're in a food eating competition. What food are you going for?
Oh, really?
We've lost Aman. He said sushi.
Ooh.
Ooh, sushi. We've done that one as well, haven't we?
Yeah, I couldn't do that as an eating competition, though. I mean, yeah, you and I actually had a sushi eating competition.
I think I've done every food. Steak I've done, ribs I've done, ice cream I've done.
You did a tomahawk challenge where you had to eat, like, that whole thing, and you did it.
2 kilos in under an hour.
At 7 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
And you did it.
And I did it.
How did you do that?
2 kilos?
You ate 2 kilos of steak.
I know. That's
crazy. At 7 a.m. in the morning, and you did that.
That is unbelievable.
Phone guy Eddie, if you had to... have an eating competition, what would it be?
Easiest, French fries.
French fries.
Oh, I didn't even think of that,
yeah, that's
Eddie.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Dale, what are you eating, mate, in a eating competition? Dale?
Definitely chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Chicken
wings.
Chicken wings. Chicken wings. Chicken wings. Hot dog and bologna.
Ariane, what are you eating in an eating competition? Ariane.
I would eat some French fries because they're very light.
Yeah, that's like Eddie, fries as
French
well.
Fries.
Fries is up there.
Yeah, we talk about the real things here on the show. Just remember that. We tackle all the big topics. Charles, eating competition, what are you having?
Morning, gang. Got to be chicken wings all
chicken
the way.
Chicken wings as well.
Chicken wings. Why? What's your logic?
I don't know, I just love chicken, mate.
There has been 5 deaths over the weekend. 5 deaths over the weekend. 2 alone yesterday. So I don't want to bring you down. Not bringing you down. It's a bit of a reality check again. I think we sometimes need it here just to continue doing what we're doing, wearing those masks. Get your vaccine if you can. Last time I spoke about vaccines on the radio, I had one person message me going, Chris, shouldn't be doing that, mate. You're giving out the false information about this vaccine. This vaccine is not being tested. And it went into this whole...
Oh, right.
Yes. You know, an anti-vaxxer sort of chat.
Yeah.
I didn't reply to it, but I just think there are still people there, and I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not going to argue with you. But what I am going to do is stick by with what I know.
Yeah.
And the people that I trust, being the government here in the UAE.
Correct.
And being the doctors and the scientists that spend their lives developing and doing these sort of things. I am not going to believe the only thing that I see on internet or one random doctor that has come out to say something. That's all I'm going to say. And you can disagree and you and I can still be friends. We can still talk to each other.
Mm.
But right now, that's where it's at.
Some of your close friends back home in Australia are completely on the train that this is like some sort of a hoax thing, right?
Yeah, I've got good friends that don't believe in this whole
thing. I have as well, I can't get my head around it.
I don't argue. I realize you can't convince them.
That's
true. These people are doing well in their lives, hold good jobs.
Yeah.
You think, I get what you mean.
But they believe that
Bill Gates is behind it and stuff. And I'm like, what are you on about?
Yeah, there. It's because you want it. Sometimes, you know that rabbit hole?
Yes.
When you jump into something, you start investigating.
Yeah.
And then you just keep digging and you keep digging. It's like anything. You can watch a documentary. I could create a documentary to tell you why water is bad for you to drink.
Yes.
Mm. I literally could do a whole documentary on it because I could find some things to do with water. And then you focus just on those negatives and you just stretch this out. And then people are like, yo, man, we shouldn't be drinking water. You see what water's doing to us? So it's like anything in life. You've got to take it with a grain of salt. But again, I just go back to trusting the guys that do this for a living. If you guys ever wanted to do, and if you guys ever wanted to be an F1 driver, for example,
yeah,
you'd go to Lewis Hamilton, and whatever Lewis Hamilton told you to do, you do, right?
Yeah, because it's Lewis Hamilton.
If you wanted to be a professional tennis player, whatever Roger Federer told you, get down on one knee,
yeah,
and start touching your nose.
Yeah. You do it.
You do it because this is what he's telling you to do.
No questions asked.
Because so it's the same thing with this. It's like, I can't do it. If you wanted to do an amazing radio show, you wouldn't listen to us. No. Faute la joie. Sakar Bilbet. No. I'm trying to remember my Arabic that I know only a little of. Closing the door. To say door is... Bet. No, that's home. I don't know. I have to go to my Arabic speakers, Eddie and Nala.
Bab.
Bab. Sakar.
Sakir.
Sakir. Bab.
Ilbab.
Sakal ilbab. That means close the door in
Look
Arabic.
At you. Wow.
Yeah, I'm learning more and more Arabic every day.
Now sing it.
leave the door open. Sakre. Sakir ilbab.
Bab.
Bab.
Got pretty nose.
Sakir ilbab. Sakir ilbab.
You're saying close the door. You're supposed to say leave the door open.
How do you say that then? How do you say leave? Come on.
Trok el bab meftouh.
Yes, ooh. Do that. Say it again, Nala.
It's Virgin Radio. Morning. Hi. Yeah, no, go at it. What do you say? What is it?
Trok el bab.
Trok.
Is leave. El bab meftouh is open.
Trok el bab meftouh.
Yes.
Wow.
Trok el bab meftouh.
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 Malfouf?
Meftouh.
Sakr el bab meftouh. Haya. Haya.
There you go. Like Sesame Street gone wrong.
Sakr el
bab.
Wow. Blame my parents. We're learning Arabic as we go here, guys.
Maloom Arabi.
But it's funny learning a language like Arabic, for example. I wrote some, there's some commercials that you're going to hear on this radio station and some others, which is for my company, Fade Fit.
Right.
Oh, you got a company called Fade Fit, have you?
You may have not heard that before, Ross.
Really?
But you'll hear some commercials, which I've paid for our brand, you know, our snacks, our smoothies, everything. But I said to Nala the other day, because... We were writing the commercials, and I said, I want to say honest prices, right? Because that was a script in the English version where it was like, get your Fade Fit snacks, da da da. Everywhere. We're at honest prices,
right?
And then Nala, you said, well, we don't really have a word that says honest prices.
It's like you can say asar sada, but it's not used in like ads or anything. Like it's not something we say commonly.
It's okay. Not a common phrase.
Yeah, it's not like a common phrase where you go like, oh, there's honest prices.
And then another one.
Smoothie.
Yeah, smoothie. I said, because we sell smoothies, right? So I've got like, oh, and I want to say, and grab your Fade Fit smoothies.
Yeah.
And you said, we don't really have the word smoothie.
We don't at all. Like, I was asked, because I know we don't have, but I was asking around and everyone said we don't. So we just use smoothie as the word.
So what do you say is smoothie?
Smoothie.
In Arabic, you say smoothie.
Yeah,
we say smoothie. You just use the English word.
Yep.
That's true. I'm trying to think in Hindi, what would be the word for smoothie? Smoothie. We have like lassi,
Lassi.
Which is like a yogurt beverage, but it's not exactly a smoothie.
What do you say in, is it Swahili, Eddie?
Smoothie as well.
Smoothie, yeah.
So you are jacking the English word.
No, it's not. It's not that you're taking the English word. There's no replacement in the language.
There is no word
for it.
So
you have to use the English word.
So in Hindi, in Arabic, in Swahili, there is no word for... Because has English... Has English... Rossi, have your people just created this word smoothie? Is that what it is?
Probably from America, I reckon. Smoothie.
It's funny how these, you're trying to learn a language and then it's not easy. I always
What is a smoothie? Isn't it just like a juice? Would you say that classify as a juice?
No. Smoothie is
Eddie.
Like...
Cause, no, because I'm thinking in Swahili, we'd probably say juicy, yani, like meaning juice.
But it's,
the term smoothie has been around since the early 20th century, but it wasn't until 1930 that it was used to describe a drink.
Yeah, a smoothie for me is like a thick drink. So it's maybe with
it's
milk
like a thick
and
juice.
Ice.
No, with dairy.
Yeah, but you can have like a. I guess you can have a fruit smoothie, right? Yeah. You can have like a banana with maybe yogurt. Yeah, like it's like a smoothie.
It's thick.
Yeah.
It's like it's. What's a smoothie? It's like
it's
a smoothie.
Like a smoothie.
It comes from America. The smoothie.
The word.
The West Coast.
It's our fault.
California.
Saws.
But languages are just so interesting. I think it's so amazing as we as all humans, we communicate in a different type of way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But how does Google translate? How do they translate the word smoothie?
Hold on. I'm gonna...
Hey, Google. Hey, Google. Google! Google!
Calm down.
How can I be of service?
Wow.
Translate smoothie into Arabic.
This is the top result.
Will Smith, friend like me, Aladdin. That's the top result. We are looking for a member of the Chris Fetcher, of Team Virgin somewhat.
Yeah.
At this stage, it's unpaid. I'm being straight out with you. But I know that if I wasn't working on the radio and maybe one day I wanted to do or I just wanted to get a little vibe, I would take an opportunity like this. Mm. We're looking for a sports reporter, like someone that can just... tell us what's going on when it comes to sports in not only the UAE but around the world, and I mean all sports.
Yeah,
all sports.
Yeah, for sure. From football to cricket to tennis to golf, F1, basketball,
everything. And I want you just, and I want to be able, like someone that I can talk to about it. I'm not looking for a newsreader. I'm not looking for like a sports reader, you know, where they go, and in sports, you know, the New England Patriots have gone down 3-2 in this. Like I'm looking for that. Yeah. I'm looking for someone that can join the show like this, and we just talk about it, like. You know, what's going on in the basketball? Oh, yeah, this has happened last night and da-da-da, like real. So you've been uploading your audition tapes.
Yes, so you put it up on Instagram. Make sure you tag Virgin Radio DXB and use the hashtag KFS Sports. A lot of entries coming through, and I have to say I'm pretty impressed. Like, there's some really good sports talent there, right?
So much talent.
Yeah.
You guys have done a great job. We're still, if you still got someone that you think wants to do this, they can audition. Get them to throw up a 60-second or over sports review on Instagram. Tag Virgin Radio DXB. Use the hashtag KFS Sports.
Yep.
And they're all coming up.
Yeah.
And we've already got a good handful of entries. I want to play you some.
Yeah, let's do that.
This is Dwayne D'Souza. Let's have a listen.
Champions League glory for Chelsea as the Blues control Manchester City in an exciting competition on Saturday. Chelsea came out on top with Kai Havertz scoring the only goal of the final. But it was Chelsea's strong defensive performance under Thomas Tuchel that led to their triumph. Cricket fans, get excited. The BCCI announced on Saturday that the Vivo IPL will continue the remainder of matches in UAE. The decision was made considering the monsoon season in India during September and October. The IPL was postponed in early May to ensure the safety of everyone involved amid the pandemic situation in India.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
But now, again, I want fun. I want realness. Yeah. I want excitement. I'm not looking for a new sports reader.
Right.
So Dwayne did a good job there, but it's very like people are writing scripts and they're just reading them out.
Right.
I want you to sound real. I haven't heard any of these before. I'm listening for the first time with you. Here's Dylan.
The Euro 2020 kicks off in less than 10 days. With Chelsea winning the Champions League last weekend, all eyes in football now turn to the international stage. The Euro 2020 tournament was originally scheduled to begin in June of last year, but was rescheduled to 2021 due to COVID-19. This year marks the 60th birthday of the European competition. To celebrate, a total of 11 cities across Europe will play host to the tournament. Portugal are the defending tournament champions, only seated 13th entering the competition this year. The tournament begins on June 10th as Italy hosts Turkey at the Stadio Olimpico.
All right.
That's very good.
That was good. You're worried for your job, are you?
Yep.
That was really good.
Here's Rahul. Let's have a listen to Rahul here.
In football, Carlo Ancelotti has left Everton to rejoin his former club, Real Madrid. Ancelotti led the Toffees to 10th in the Premier League this season. Ancelotti joins Real Madrid till the end of the 2023 season. In tennis, Rafael Nadal recorded his 101st...
You're all sounding great. You guys all sound great. Let's do one more. Last one. Nathan?
Sticking with wheels, and the Baku Grand Prix is upon us this weekend in Azerbaijan with a slightly new pecking order. Red Bull's Max Verstappen sits on top of the driver's standings after an absolutely imperious race at Monaco a couple of weekends ago. He unseated Lewis Hamilton from the top spot for the first time in over 7 years. Now, Lewis is blisteringly fast in Baku, so it's going to be a hell of a race to watch, and it all takes place this Sunday.
All right.
Sounds great.
I'm telling you, this country's talented, man. We have some good talent here.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So they're just a handful. There's more.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to leave this open for a while, for another week or so. We're going to leave these entries coming in. And then we're going to actually have them on the radio with us, and we're going to audition them live.
Yeah, trial them out, see how they go.
All right. So if you know someone that thinks, oh, they could do this, get them to apply. Maybe it's you.
Yeah.
Throw up a video. It's got to be over 60 seconds in length. Put on your Instagram. Tag Virgin Radio DXB and use this hashtag, KFS. Sports. Chris Facho, KFS Sports. Mm-hmm. Remember, be you, be real, have fun with it.
Yeah.
Not looking for a news broadcaster that you see on the news. Mm. Not looking for that. Looking for someone more like that, you know, I want you to, like, you don't have an idea of what's going on. You relax, you forget. Like Rossi.
Yeah.
No, we.
Oh, we don't want that far back? No, okay. So we want someone between Rossi and someone that's okay.
What?
Between like a Rossi and someone that's okay.
Well, what do you mean? I'm like more than okay. That's what you're saying. You said I'm more than okay.
Yeah. Virgin Radio 104.4, the Chris Fade Show. That's it for us for your Sunday. Thanks for hanging out with us as well. It does get easier from today. Just letting you know that it does a little bit harder tomorrow, but then the week's on. By the time you know it, this is going to be Thursday morning. So just chill. Life goes on.
By the time you know it, it'll be 2025.
It will. This year is flying already. I can't believe it's June 6th already.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right? Unbelievable. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be back with your pop quiz. We are going to be covering that Logan Paul Mayweather fight.
Yes.
Because it will be happening at around 7 a.m. our time. So
basically, I will be on my own because obviously Chris and Rossi will not be paying attention.
We will be watching it. I want to watch this. I want to see what's going to happen. It's going to be very, very interesting, all right? From myself, Chris Fate.
You're right there, buddy.
Sorry. This guy's yawning. We haven't even finished yet.
Sorry, I've had a long day.
Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fate Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.